There. Now the low bitrate stream is connected, and I don't know why we keep doing this. Due consideration of Clay, but he has a broadband connection now. So, anyway, let's see. Oh, here we go. Happy pill time. This Clay. Clay's in the IRC. So, see, now we've it's going. Running mix. Oh, yeah, we probably should get the going here. The next show for Tuesday night, November 12th, 2024. The day after Veterans Day. I don't know why. So, let's see. Parodies. Oh, this is kind of funny. This is when Venison was kicked out of his house and was moving to Ohio. So, yes, please.
Let's go. Paper tape, paper tape. Paper tape, paper tape. Paper tape. Oh, I'm sorry, but your program won't load. Paper tape. Oh, I'm sorry, but your teleprinter needs fixing. Oh, it's not easy to load Microsoft Basic onto your Altair system now. You'll need the paper tape reader and the bootloader code. Oh, it's so easy to use your thumb drive and install Windows or Mac OS. Or you could use Linux too, and you'll have great success. Paper tape is obsolete, but still not past its prime. Paper tape, you know that the tape lasts a long time. Paper tape, oh, I'm sorry, but your program won't load. Paper tape, oh, I'm sorry, but your teleprinter needs fixing. Oh, you could just use your tape drive instead. Just push play and you're good to go. And you can get a floppy drive if you have enough dough. Or maybe you have a Bernoulli box, 230 megs on just one disk. Used with your new workstation, the processor's a risk. Ah, it's loading faster. You have a fast machine, which you're using for playing. Do more Commander Keen. Paper tape, paper tape. Paper tape, paper tape. Paper tape, paper tape. Paper tape, paper tape. Paper tape is obsolete, but still not past its prime. Paper tape, you know that the tape lasts a long time. Paper tape, oh, I'm sorry, but your program won't load. Paper tape, oh, I'm sorry, but your teleprinter needs fixing. Coming to you in Bruce's van, making his way through the heartland. And when he gets there, he'll be motivated. And that's much better than being constipated. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He made a living working for Fred. But then the tuna is who Fred wed. And that was the end of Fred's company. Blair stayed behind in Ackley. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He was brought up in Chi-Town. His situation got him down. His mom's house got condemned, so she moved in with his girlfriend. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. He's a Blair man. Well, grab some Velcro and wrap it tight, and you know that it will be all right. He's a Blair man. 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 Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Straussman two trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you. Yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man.
Thank you.
that's a little too low. But that's the right volume for this. Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, the day after Memorial Day. Not day after Veterans Day, sorry. My bad. So anyway, what are we doing? Okay, this is kind of interesting. Going, to Yield Max. This is where my mind is on now. Yield Max ETF. Because I have purchased some of these ETFs. Here we go. Distribution schedule for Yield Max ETF. Tomorrow, November 13th, 2024, is the declaration date for YMAX, YMAG, and Group C ETFs. So what's in the Group C ETFs? Well, Coney, from the funds I have, is Coney and Ulty. C-O-N-Y and U-L-T-Y. We don't know what the dividend for Coney is, but we think it's probably going to be like more than a dollar. Last week they announced a dividend for NVDY, and it was only $1.02, which is kind of disappointing. Here we go. Uniform. But anyway, I was watching they have like Wise Guy streaming 24/7 on Shout Studios. So I was watching this show where the main protagonist dreamed that he was with some of his friends, and one of them was into a loan shark for $2,200. I think about this. I said, wouldn't it be interesting if the dividend for Coney was $2,200? It would have to pay out $1.32 or greater. And the current dividends had their estimate was like $1.19, but usually they lowball it somewhat. It'd be interesting if they paid $2,200 or greater. With the shares that I have, they had to pay out like $1.32 for that to happen. So see what happened. Let's see. Dave, in the history of Coney, this is what they paid: $1.20, $1.07, $2.46, $2.69, $1.07, $1.66, $2.79. That's the last time that they paid over $2. Since then, they paid like less than that. So it'll be interesting to see what they pay. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the O with a zero, or playlists and show archives. What do we have this week? Oh, Mac and Victory Lap restream. Songs about days of the week. Feature ours is The Whole Steady. And we also have Mandatory Mail at Midnight. So no, it was kind of interesting because somebody from my school saw me, and I couldn't remember like whether it was a grade school or middle school, but I think it was like middle school. So I was like, this is what I should play to begin the show. I should play like songs that I was into in middle school. Oh yeah, so we have New Music Express. We have new music that we didn't get to last week. What do we have? I don't even know. Let's see. Oh, we have our girl, Eat Girls, Librarians with Hickeys, amongst other things. So yeah, we'll have that in the next show, or on the next show. But right now, I should play the intro here. So yeah, so let's play the intro. Cue the intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was having problems adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want
to
say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
Hey, well, this is a little bit unusual. I don't have the playlist for... Right here, opening two. That's it? No, it's not it. Oh, I know. I'll do the other open. I'll do next show underscore opening. That'll work. Yeah. Sorry about that. But anyway, here's the opening of the show. I couldn't think of what to play, so I thought I'd play From Good Homes. Anyway, that's the show.
Everybody clapping like a 4th of July. There was just a cloud of smoke. swinging on the ladder, footsteps echo in the hall, shadows flicker, who's there standing, finger down, emergency call. Oh, just another domestic incident, oh, just another police statistic, oh, just another murder mystery, just another murder mystery, just another murder mystery. Couple of lines in the evening paper, in between the pools and a Sunday caper. An evening meal left on Eden, a postcard sent from Zanzibar. But there's a rustle in the kitchen, and the back door's left ajar. Just another domestic incident, just another news statistic. Just another murder mystery. Just another murder mystery. Just another murder mystery. Couple of lines in the evening paper, in between the pools and a Sunday paper. A fire stutters in the grating, cigarette burns on the hearth, falling tinkles on the pavement, but I'm the man in the world is gone. Oh, just another domestic incident, just another police statistic, oh, just another murder mystery, just another murder mystery, just another murder mystery. Couple of lines in the evening paper, in between the pools and a Sunday caper. Oh, just another murder mystery, just another murder mystery, just another murder mystery. Just another murder mystery, 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 just another murder mystery.
This next song is dedicated to Mike Pompeo and Volodymyr Zelensky.
We'll be right back. From Essex, in case you couldn't tell. My given name is Dicky. I come from Billericay, and I'm doing very well.
It's a love affair with Nina in the back of my Cortina. She's a love high.
very well. I know a lovely old Touareg, obliging and noblesse, kindly Sharm el Sheikh from Sugariness. My given name is Dickie, I come from Bella Ricky. I thought you'd never guess. So you asked Joyce and Vicky a pair of squeaky chickies. I'm not a flaming sickie, I'm Bella Ricky Dickie, and I'm doing very well. Oh golly, oh gosh, come and lie on the couch with a nice bit of posh from Burnham and Crouch. My given name is Dickie, I come from Bella Ricky, and I ain't a slouch. So you ask Joyce and Vicky about Bella Ricky Dickie. I ain't anything sticky. You ask Joyce and Vicky, I'm doing very well.
Yes, that was Ian Dury and Bella Ricky Dickie from, I should have a live version, but I didn't. That was a studio version. Bella Ricky Dickie from New Boots and Panties, released on Stiff Records in 1977. Before that, we heard Material Issue and Valerie Loves Me from International Pop Overthrow, released in 1991. We heard the Rolling Stones and I Got the Blues from Sticky Fingers, released in 1971. And that's because I was in 8th grade. I was listening to the Rolling Stones. We heard Steam and Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Them Goodbye. Soundtrack from that album, released in 1969. We heard the Tearjerkers and Murder Mystery. Tearjerker is released a single in 1980. Tearjerkers, a Northern Ireland band of some renown. They started things off with From Good Home and Kick It On. From their self-titled album released in 1998. Oh, here we go. And now I'll loop back. So anyway, I'm talking about politics, the IRC. And we're talking about, a conversation with Liberty Dillo about the Chase Oliver campaign. So, this is kind of interesting, because, for election night, what I did is I typed in, election results and just kept reloading the same page, and that was what I did for that. And so, what we have in the results here, Donald Trump won the popular vote with 75,485,711 votes, or about 50.2%. Kamala Harris got 72,343,265 votes. So he's leading by about 3 million votes. Jill Stein came in third with about 730,000 votes. RFK Jr. came in fourth with 706,000 votes. And that leaves Chase Oliver coming in fifth place with 624,000 votes. So I said, well, how did Chase Oliver get... Well, I'm reading an article here. This is from UncoveredBC.com. Oh, here we go. This is called Chase Oliver, the Libertarian Party Gets It Wrong Again, by Keith Bissett. I never heard of Chase Oliver until this morning. I suppose those closely following the National Libertarian Party found out about him last week. But that's not me. The party just selected Mr. Oliver as the presidential candidate for 2024 in the LP National Convention held in Washington, D.C. Yes, bizarrely, the LP held a convention deep in the belly of the beast, explaining that the contract was signed 4 years ago for a lame reason. I spent about 30 minutes looking into Chase Oliver, then read Tom Wood's email review. A couple of selections for 2024 was the last two cycles of presidential candidates selected by the National LP. It seems the National LP is a goner. I don't usually arrive at a judgment that quickly. But this 30 minutes of research adds to the last 8 years of watching from the sidelines. Since it's now been over a dozen years since the LP picked a Libertarian to run for president, and the Mises Caucus success evidently didn't work, I've lost my last shred of interest in following the National Libertarian Party. I was tempted to join when the Mises Caucus rose up and made a stand, and now I'm glad I held off and watched. Closing arguments are welcome. I'll reconsider if someone provides a good one. Otherwise, I'm done thinking about Mr. Oliver. 30 minutes was enough, and the National LP, 3 decades was enough for now and through the 2024 election. I'll be writing Thomas Massey again, or not voting again. Did the Libertarian Party pick a Libertarian before that? I forget. It's been a long time since I got to vote for Ron Paul, a Harry Brown, i.e. an actual Libertarian running as the LP party choice for president. What happened? In the 1990s, I was excited to find out about the LP, but now the party has gone the way of Reason Magazine joining the Beltway Libertarian movement. About Chase Oliver, Tom Woods wrote, "He's the best thing Donald Trump could have asked for. The same people who congratulated themselves are booing the former president just handed him the best gift the party could have given, a cultural leftist who attracts zero disaffected right-wingers, it says no disaffected left-wingers are considering the Libertarian Party, is a gratuitous minus with no upside who will simply hold their noses and vote for Trump." A quote from National LP's choice as president, Chase Oliver. "So I'm having a Thanksgiving with less than 10 people. We'll be masked inside, and when we eat, since masks have to come off, we will have spacing. It's not impossible to be responsible. Limit the size. Wear a mask when not eating. Space yourself accordingly." Here's another one. This is from the Twitter account End Wokeness. Libertarian nominee Chase Oliver. 99% of drag queen story hours are fine for kids. If you had children, he said, bring them to one and leave them there. It's just like the Wiggles. So Chase Oliver, he's in favor of drag queen story hour. He wants to transition your kids. So, anyway, that's all I have to say about that. It's 42 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the This Day in Music segment. We're all too far behind. So, you know, you're going to do that. I'll pop this down and pause this. So, let's see. Got to bring up a page here. Here. Scroll down. Here. Yeah, cue the music here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
Alright, that's not loud enough. Let's do it again.
chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And today, we're celebrating the birthday of... of David Ellison from Megadeth, born on this day, November 12th, 1964. So he's 60 years old today. So happy birthday, David Ellison.
Watching
Yes, that was Bob Dylan and Union Sundown from Infidel. His first secular album after recording a bunch of albums as a born-again Christian. Seems like Malay of Argentina is starting to turn their economy around. Yes. Apparently so. Yes, and that album, that's the commercial fact that today, November 11th, 1983, Bob Dylan's Infidels album reached its highest position when it peaked at number 9 in the UK chart. Dylan's 22nd studio album was co-produced with Dire Straits guitarist Mark Knopfler. It kind of has, like, the Mark Knopfler sound, if you will. Yeah, I remember listening... That came out when I was in, like, in 8th grade. So I remember listening... I bought the single, and they had, like, on one side, Sweetheart Like You, and on the other side, they had Union Sundown. Good song. Before that, we were Spy Genius and Four Pete's Fake. And that's the fact that today, November 12th, 1966, the Monkees' debut album started a 13-week run at number one in the U.S. album chart, selling over 3 million copies in 3 months. But, oddly enough, For Pete's Sake was not on that album. But yeah, For Pete's Sake, cover version of a Monkees song. Ted Leo and his cover version of the Beatles' I'm Looking Through You from This Bird Has Flown, a 40th anniversary tribute to the Beatles' Rubber Soul. That's to commemorate the fact that it's today, November 12th, 2001, the three former Beatles met for the last time at George Harrison's hotel in New York City for lunch. Harrison died 2 weeks later at a friend's home in Los Angeles on November 29th, 2001, aged 58. I remember when he died. My mother said, well, I outlived two of them. And she outlived most of the Monkees, too. We heard the Bay City Rollers and Saturday Night from Absolute Rollers. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of, Les McCowan, Scottish singer of the 1970s pop group Bay City Rollers, born today, November 12th, 1955. So, but he won't be celebrating his birthday because he died once. He died on April 20th, 2021, age 65. He would have been 69 years old today. You heard Blue Oyster Cult and Godzilla from Spectres, released in 1977, and that's to commemorate that today is the birthday of Donald Roser, American hard rock band Blue Oyster Cult, scored the 1976 and UK hit single "Don't Fear the Reaper," and he also recorded Godzilla. We started things off with Megadeth and Symphony on Destruction. It was kind of apt for. For this, that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of David Ellefson, bass player, and bass player in Megadeth. So anyway, ooh, it's 9 minutes past the hour. We blew right past that top of the hour break. So anyway, we probably should have top of the hour ideas before we fall too far behind. Well, by the way, Von Joyce and the Irish Singing Joyce at gamebird.eHHH.us channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. For a playlist and show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, yes, you've survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll have hour number two, which features theme time, and New Music Express. We'll have that. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Well, my friend, then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Hello, it's me, Walter. My brother-in-law, Hank Schrader, has found out about my bakery, and I was forced to shut it down as a result. Now I opened up a Starbucks, and all of the money I earn from that business will go towards my cancer treatment. Make sure to check out our highly addictive Blue Sky coffee, which will make you ask for more after one sip from the cup. Also, make sure to check out our stevia. It contains ricin, which is a real taste to die for. We don't sell just coffee, but we also sell pimento cheese sandwiches because Mike was begging for it to be added on our menu. This Starbucks is totally not a cover-up for an underground meth lab, unlike Gus Fring, who uses his chicken restaurant as a cover-up for a meth lab. Yeah, you heard me. Gus, the DEA is coming for you now, and your drug empire is over. Also, if Brandon Mayhew is watching this commercial, stop spanking your monkey in our Starbucks. You're not allowed here, you weirdo. We got you on CCTV.
Guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening? They're going to have to compete and start paying hardworking people a decent wage. And by the way, talking inflation, the only one that consensus is it's going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. Pop up a little bit and then go back down. And then go back down.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Quick announcement to the folks down at Flint's Rum Shack. Whoever is stealing my cigarettes needs to stop. Just because I go to the ladies' room to take a piss doesn't mean it's open season on my cigarettes. Go to hell, Noon. Those are my smokes. Bye-bye.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas.
Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Decca has always been on the forefront of advanced recording techniques, and its Dynamic sound system was a forerunner of multi-track stereo recording. Using this system in 1966, Decca launched the DRAM label, releasing sophisticated, easy-listening albums. But singles released on DRAM in the 60s were anything but easy listening. From the first release, Happy New Year by Beverly, which established DRAM as the home for progressive, exciting pop with unknowns such as David Bowie and Cat Stevens. The Moves' Night of Fear was released on DRAM in December 1966 and made number 2 in the charts. Many highly collectible psychedelic singles were released on DRAM that never had a home on the Decca label. Bands such as Virgin Sleep and the Crochet Donut Ring. But amongst the many hits on DRAM was the first single by Procol Harum. A record that went on to be number one around the world and is certified as the most played record ever on UK radio. DRAM carried on releasing records and having hits until the early 1980s, but will always be remembered as one of the first groundbreaking alternative record labels.
Craving a mix of music, banter, and the latest buzz? Clay and Rachie have you covered, from classic throwbacks to today's hottest hits. They're breaking down the week's news and what's happening in the IRC. It's the world according to Clay and Rachie. Your midweek dose of tunes, talk, and good vibes. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central and turn it up, because your Wednesday nights just got a whole lot more awesome. Catch them on the RFD Network.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
Yeah, so what I didn't tell you is that, like, I was... So, I played some Christmas music last week. I said, is it too early? Well, I got a radio here. Go back here. In fact, I think I could lift it up here. Yes, this is a Panasonic RF220. Anyway, I'll turn it off here. Yeah, it's an RF220, and at one point I was scanning the FM dial, and I came across a station that's playing Christmas music already. But anyway, we're not playing Christmas music. We're doing theme time, which is days of the week. And there's so many songs you can't really like fill out a set of music with these. So I'm just gonna do like Sundays and Mondays. So I'm gonna start the things off with a cover version of a Velvet Underground classic. Here's Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs.
Thank you.
addressed to the back of the letter, signed to the one that promised to leave her alone. She still feels lost, although she can't find it. The checks she's been writing to the mail order bride. We'll be right back.
Rats and I don't like Mondays. From the Fine Art of Surfacing, released on Columbia Records in 1979, based on a true story, like there's a school shooting in California, and they asked the girl, why'd you do it? And I don't like Mondays. Before that, we heard the Bangles and Manic Monday from Different Light, released in 1985. We heard Brown Eyed Susans and Sunday School from International Pop Overthrow Volume 1, released in 1998. We heard Van Halen and Sunday Afternoon in the Park from Fair Warning, released in 1981. Before that, we heard U2 and Sunday Bloody Sunday from War, released in 1983. But that was from the 2008 remastered version. Before that, we heard the Toy Dolls and Lazy Sunday Afternoon, cover version of Small Faces song. That's from Orchestrated, released in 1995. And we started things off with Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs from their cover version of The Velvet Underground, Sunday Morning, from Completely Under the Covers, Volume 1, released in 2006. By the way, Matthew Sweet had like a stroke, and he had a GoFundMe to raise money for medical care. So we're talking about like the COVID-19 vaccine. That's just, all I can say is I was glad I was never vaccinated. Yeah, it's a good song. I agree. That's like, should you read the backstory of this? Yeah, why not? Mondays, oh, here we go. Let's see, I was doing a... Bob Geldof explained how I wrote the song. I was doing a radio interview in the land with Johnny Fingers, and there was a telex machine beside me. I read it as it came out. Not liking Mondays is a reason for doing somebody in is a bit strange. I was thinking about it on the way back to the hotel, and said, Silicon Chip Insider has switched to Overload. I wrote that down. A journalist interviewing said, tell me why. It was such a senseless act. It was the perfect senseless act. It was the perfect senseless reason for doing it. So perhaps I wrote the perfect senseless song to illustrate. It wasn't an attempt to exploit tragedy. Whatever. Geldof had originally intended the song as a B-side, but changed his mind after the song was successful with audiences on the Rats U.S. tour. Anyway, it's 46 minutes past the hour. I'm surprised you could get to the New Music Express, but first of all, too far behind. Let's cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
So, this week, we have new music from Librarians with Hickeys and some other artists. I can find the... Oh, here we go, the next show. New music from Our Girl, Eat Girls, and Librarians with Hickeys, amongst others. And we'll probably just get to like some music that we didn't get to last week. So anyway, we're gonna start things off with a new track from an album by Our Girl called The Good Kind. This is What You Told Me.
I'm and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
Yes, that was... I don't know if you want to... Probably bored up. Yes, that was Librarians with Hickeys and Hello Operator from How to Make Friends by Telephone, released on Big Stir Records on Friday, I believe. Unless, two... 1 minute past the hour. Before that, we were Eat Girls, an indie pop group from France, I believe. And Akin from Area Silenzo, released on Friday. We heard Claro and Love Songs from the compilation album Like Someone I Know, a celebration of Margot Gurian. Also released on Friday. And we heard The Good Kind, well, Our Girl, and what You Told Me from The Good Kind, rather coincidentally released on Friday. So yeah, that pretty much does it for the New Music Express. And unfortunately, we're not going to get into, like, the music that wasn't played from last week. Maybe we'll stockpile it for a future week. Yeah, there's too much music to play. And I haven't figured out what we're going to do for Thanksgiving week. I remember when we did show on I had the Thursday show for a period of like over 10 years, and that aired on like the cast on Thanksgiving. So I always do that, but this is what we're gonna do like Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So I gotta think of what to do for Thanksgiving. So anyway. You can join us in the IRC at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at nextshow.com, replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. Midi Dillo has joined the IRC. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back at hour number three of the show, featuring, was it Mandatory Mail at midnight, or close to midnight as it can come. And the featured artist, which is The Hold Steady, we'll have that. Right after this.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Ritchie at 6 p.m. Central on the RFC Network.
It is official. Republicans swept the entire election, winning the presidency, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. Ironically, this puts Donald Trump in a much stronger position than if Joe Biden had not stolen the 2020 election. It means Trump has at least 2 years of a friendly Congress to get his people appointed and his policies passed. Still, the majorities are narrow. It looks like 53 Republicans in the Senate. You need 50 for control when you have the veep. And maybe 221 in the House, where you need 218. So that's plus 3 in the Senate, plus 3 in the House, which is very narrow, historically. That means left-wing Republicans, rhinos, can absolutely gum things up. More on that in a minute. So there's three moving parts to the Republic: the President, the Senate, and the House. The President administers the federal government. They don't make laws. They're just supposed to enforce the laws passed by Congress. Of course, there is a lot a president can get away with using executive actions, but major changes need Congress. Now, new laws and budgets start in the House and have to be passed by the Senate. They usually negotiate back and forth. On top of approving laws, the Senate also approves presidential appointments, which includes cabinets and Supreme Court justices. The Senate also votes on international treaties, although it is the president who withdraws from treaties like Trump did with the global warming accords. So at least on paper, Trump has got a clear road for his dream policies: the economy, taxes and regulations, the border, election security. But there is a rub. So rhinos, the spineless Republican uniparty shills. Because while Democrats tend to vote in near lockstep, the Republican Party is currently undergoing a metamorphosis from elite control to populist, meaning there are still a lot of holdover rhinos. That gummed up Trump last time. Since 2016, Trump also got a sweep that was solid in the House at 241, but very narrow in the Senate at 52. Moreover, there were seven senators who were broadly anti-Trump, many of them quite public about it. That meant the party had 52, but Trump only had 45 he could count on. That meant he could not pass major reforms. Now, this time, most of those rhinos are gone, but we're still looking at between 3 and 6 who are not very reliable. Happily, 94% of Republican voters just chose MAGA, meaning we the voters are going to have to keep the pressure on the rhinos, starting with the GOP Senate leadership election in 2 days, which pits MAGA-friendly Rick Scott against two rhinos, John Thune and John Cornyn. Outgoing leader McConnell is trying to make it a secret ballot to shut out voters, but if we swamp Senate offices, he will back down. Still, even with dead-end rhinos, Trump's in a much better spot than he was in 2016, because at this point, Republican voters have shown elected officials that they will walk on hot coals for the man, meaning a rhino would have to be brain-dead to go against 94% of his constituents. That's what's next, brought to you by Unchained.com. While it was a heck of an election for patriots, the Republican Party still has uniparty elements who will choose donors over Trump, so we will need constant voter pressure. Happily, these people believe in nothing. They will respond to pressure. Constituents have to be that pressure. As for those rhinos, I know their staff watch these videos. Trump just got 94% of Republican voters. The old party is dead. Join or get out of the way. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show.
could be mine, yeah. Hiding all my love inside. It's hell no, she doesn't know. She drives me out of my mind. She I'm waiting for love to come my way. So I wrote.
Surprise! They want to hear the Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey. Of course it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, that was Adam Sandler with the obligatory Thanksgiving song entitled The Thanksgiving Song from They're All Gonna Laugh at You, released in 1993. Before that, we heard Mandatory Mail with three songs by John Mayall. That was Home Again from Back to the Roots, a double album released in 1971. Before that, we heard Bottom Line, title track from that album, released in 1979. And we started things off with Waiting for the Right Time from Empty Rooms, released in 1970. I think it was on Polydor Records. That's set of music. So it's now 31 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the... I love this Hanukkah song. Yeah. Happy Hanukkah. Put on your yarmulke, we'll have a happy Hanukkah. Here, you should play that. This MIDI Dill says that I love your Hanukkah song. Probably play that at some point during the holidays. So anyway, yeah, we probably should get to the featured artist segment before I fall too far behind. So anyway, let's play the intro here. There we go. Ah, the featured artist segment.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this week we're featuring the Hold Steady. It's kind of interesting because, like, most of the bands that we play are, like, from the 70s and 80s, and some of them from the 90s. But, this is unusual. So, your band from the 70s, obviously, if you're together for a period of time, you're going to have several albums released. Did it with the 80s and the 90s. But what's interesting is that even with bands that are formed in the 21st century, there's like a 20-year body of work that exists. So for the Hold Steady, which was not formed until 2003, this applies. So looking up here, Origin, Brooklyn, New York. Hold Steady is an American rock band formed in Brooklyn, New York in 2003. The band consists of Craig Finn on vocals and guitar, Ted Kubler on guitar, Galen Polivka on bass, Bobby Drake on drums, Franz Nicolai on keyboard, and Steven Selvage on guitar. Let's see, in 2003, Minnesota-raised singer, Ray and guitarist Craig Finn and New York bartender and bassist Galen Polivka began talking about starting a band. Finn and lead guitarist Tad Kubler, both formerly of Lifter Puller, developed the idea of the Hold Steady when watching the band concert film The Last Waltz. Finn asked Kubler, "Dude, why aren't there bands like this anymore?" The Hold Steady's 2004 debut album, Almost Killed Me, released on French Kiss Records, was a sleeper hit among music critics, reaching number 31 in the Paz and Jop critics poll that year, and Steven Finn called, like, being nominated for an Oscar or something. So let's listen to a track off of that album. Here's The Hold Steady, and a track from their debut album, Almost Killed Me. And this is called The Swish. Feature artist is The Hold Steady on the next show.
Cause I got the good stuff the kids go for. People keep calling me Five Alive. Cause the last guy didn't really die. I just lied. And the first four didn't really die. I just lied. Too many people getting stabbed. Getting tangled up in crap. I'm just trying to get people to call me Johnny Rotten. But people keep calling me Freddy Frosch. And it's hard to take it easy when half your friends are looking way too easy. And it's hard to stay in bed when half your friends are dead. Taxmen coming around the back in the Kevlar vest. Militiamen cooking up a batch in the crystal meth. We got wars going down in the Middle West. We got wars going down in the Middle Western states. White crosses and what a state.
We just heard two songs by The Hold Steady. That was Knuckles. And we started things off with The Swish. Both of those are from Almost Killed Me. Released on French Kiss Records on March 16th, 2004. While not a full-time member of the band at this time, future keyboard player Franz Nicolai makes a guest appearance on this album alongside the World Inferno Friendship Society bandmate Peter Hess. So that brings us to 2005. Actually, to be exact, it's May 3rd, 2005, and the release of Separation Sunday, also on French Kiss Records. Producers Dean Baltunas and Dave Gardner. The second studio album by the American indie rock band The Hold Steady. A concept album, Separation Sunday, follows the interconnected stories of several fictional characters. Craig, the narrator, Holly, short for Hallelujah, sometimes addict, sometimes prostitute, sometimes born again Christian or Catholic, sometimes all three simultaneously. Charlemagne, a pimp, and Gideon, a skinhead, as they travel from city to city and party to party. So anyway, let's listen to a track from this album. Here's The Hold Steady from Separation Sunday. And Hornets, Hornets.
She said that the first night that she met me. She said there's gonna come a time when I'm gonna have to go with whoever's gonna get me the highest. If we go into the rest of this, and I never been much for the conservation, I kinda dig these awkward silences. She's got those Bones Brigade videos. She knew it back and forth. She slept with so many skaters. She had the place to herself. She had a couple hundred bucks, and he had nothing but the number.
makes me sick. But after I get sick, I just get sad. Cause it burns being broke, hurts to be heartbroken, and always being both must be a drag. She's been calling me again. Friend's been calling me again, and I can't stand all the things that she sticks into her skin, like sharpened ballpoint pens and steel guitar strings. She says it hurts, but it's worth it. Tiny little text etched into her neck, it said Jesus lived and died for all your sins. She's got blue-black ink, and it's scratched into her lower back. Says damn right I'll rise again. Yeah, damn right you'll rise again. I've been stuck in the dark up in Penetration Park, and I've been plastered. I've been shaking hard and searching in a dirty girlfriend church, and I've been proud. But I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. Stuck up a Fanacio. She said it's funny how true love gets troubled by still water and washed up in the Mississippi River. A quarter and the smarter of the people. She said St. Teresa came to me in dreams. She said I ain't gonna do anything sexual with you. I'm kind of saving myself for the scene. I've been trusted in the dark of the Penetration Park, and I've been fostered. I've been shaking hard and searching in a dirty storefront church, and I've been proud. And I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. I ain't never been with your little hood rat friend. What makes you think I'm getting with your little hood rat friend?
in. I got lost in all the lights, but it was okay in the end. And when we hit the Twin Cities, I didn't know that much about it. I knew Mary Tyler Moore, and I knew profane existence. I was keyed up, a key jangled in the stall. They counted money in the motels, they mostly sold it in the malls. And the carpet at the Thunderbird is a burn for every cowboy that got fenced in.
Three songs from the Hold Steady. That was Stevie Nicks. Before that, we heard Your Little Hood Rat Friend, and we started things off with Hornets, Hornets. And I'd like to move on, but I think the remaining time in the show, I think I'm going to play like one last song from Separation Sunday. And here's a song is called How Resurrection Really Feels. Future Artists of the Hold Steady, and this is our last dance.
They get druggy and they get ugly and they get bloody. The preacher's kinda laughed. The deacon
cut adrift. She crashed into the Easter mass with her head done up in broken glass. She was limping left on drunken heels, and she said, "Father, can I tell your congregation how a resurrection really feels?" Some video booth when I heard her say I love you too.
That was the Hold Steady and How Resurrection Really Feels from, what was that, from Separation Sunday, released on French Kiss Records in 2005. So that just about does it for this week's Featured Artist. Next week we'll do the Hold Steady Part 2, which will start off with Boys and Girls in America, their first album released on Vagrant Records. So anyway, 4 minutes past the hour, so probably should close up shop here. So Eric and Ernie are going to play us out of here. I forgot to find the end of the show music here. So anyway, thanks for listening. The next live show on RFG will be the Tom and Daryl afternoon show. And then after that, you have the World of Clay and Rachy, which is 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And then after that, Pemberton. Bring me sunshine, bring me love. Stay tuned for a replay of a Brad the Impaler show from years ago. So you're hearing like Bob Impaler overnight. By the way, if you want to join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero. For a playlist of show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately. The show ends like in about 5 minutes. The playlist will not be up there for about a day or so. Oh, I should like try and figure out a way to start a database. Like WRCC has. So that'll be interesting. Until next week, this is number 6 reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something with the fingernails, and oh yes, drive safely and drink milk. Show's over. Thanks for listening, everyone who listened. This is Kurt and Clay. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye! Goodbye, goodbye! 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 I'm going to go to the next one.